It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job.
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't answer the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not Don Quaid.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, the e-brake brought to us by Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing and Advanced Hair Restoration. As we do the e-brake live from Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma. We have a theme this week, and it is confusion. Starting with this conversation with the Hardline last week, and they had Matt McLaren riding shotgun with them over in Fort Worth. They're out on remote, and they started having a conversation of Rapunzel and the animated movie Tangled. Have you guys seen that? Is that in your rotation yet, Junior?
Tangled's a great movie.
Okay.
I think we have seen part of it. Definitely have the book.
So to add confusion to the old fairy tale of Rapunzel, I guess is that the name of the character in Tangled, Rapunzel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that confuses Corby, and listen to this.
Disney has paused the live-action remake of Tangled, their Rapunzel movie. They have pushed,
how are they going to do that?
They have pushed pause on that because they're not sure what the appetite is for these live-action remakes anymore.
Zero.
So they have...
Is Rapunzel a movie?
Tangled is a movie.
No.
Tangled.
I know, but...
Rapunzel
the
is
original.
A main character.
It's a story.
Yeah.
Yes.
But was that ever an actual movie?
Yes.
Tangled is the animation version
of
that.
I know. But what I'm saying is, was there a movie called Rapunzel?
No. Just said.
Not for...
Yeah.
Yeah. Tangled actually is a great movie.
Okay, so... I know what Corby's asking here. Was there a movie over the original fairy tale Rapunzel? I'm sure there was at some point.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Of course.
Probably 50 of them.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they were called either. But there was so much confusion in there. And then, of course, Ham fires off the Brad Sham. Yes, as I just said. All right. Let's watch this go sideways one more time.
Disney has paused the live-action remake of Tangled, their Rapunzel movie.
How are they going to do that?
They have pushed pause on that because they're not sure what the appetite is for these live-action remakes anymore.
Zero.
So they have...
Is Rapunzel a movie?
Tangled is a movie.
No.
Tangled.
I know, but...
Rapunzel
the
is
original.
A main character.
It's a story.
Yeah. Yes.
But was that ever an actual movie?
Yes.
Tangled
is the animation version
I
of that.
I know. But what I'm saying is, was there a movie called Rapunzel?
No. Just no. Said. Not for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tangled actually is a great movie.
All right. There's Corby trying to understand, yet being candidate number one.
I know.
In the e-break. All right. Tyler has been out for a couple of days, tip sheet. He's been sick. Hope he's feeling better. Jay King has been filling in for Tyler. Thank you, Jay, for waking up early and being a part of the show. Jay is a part of the Saturday show called Funhouse, the Funhouse with Travis and Sod. And I got to tell you, of all the ridiculous conversations on the station over the last 31 years, I would like to submit this as the dumbest conversation I think I've ever heard.
I flew to Miami last Monday. And then
Mile High City.
It is not the Mile High City. Different coast is Colorado?
No,
Colorado's not on a coast.
Well, closer to the West Coast than the East Coast.
How did I say something so dumb? And then end up not being the dumbest one.
No, but I was on the East Coast, so you were close to the West Coast than the East. So
you're close to the
West Coast. You almost said Weast.
Yes,
SpongeBob.
Wait, no, but you're not taking away.
No,
from
don't matter.
Colorado.
Is Colorado the South?
It's not on the
West Coast.
It's south.
South or West Coast?
It's the Mountain West.
Nope, South or West Coast. What is Colorado?
It's the
South
Mountain
or West Coast.
Yeah, would you? Well,
what coast is Chicago?
What coast is the South West. Coast?
Just saying. Think about it. Colorado.
Are you talking like
Colorado's
Chile?
Not on the coast.
And Argentina?
It's closer to what I'm saying. It was closer to the West Coast than the East Coast.
This guy doesn't know coasts, and he was just on a boat.
I'm dumb.
You do have boat brain.
Yeah.
Colorado, the
is
well-known
closer
West
to the
coast
West
City.
Coast oh than
City.
It is the East Coast. Coast.
Kansas City.
Am I
what
telling
are you working
a lie?
On a Mason-Dixon
Am I telling
line?
A lie?
What is it? 1800.
Where is the Mason-Dixon line?
Through Ohio.
So what are we
Wait,
on the
you
East
were wrong.
Coast? Is
yeah,
Dallas
we must
on the East
we
coast?
Must be East Coast. No, you know what we are? We must be on the Southern Coast.
I'm gonna stand by it.
Idiot.
Whatever. Do you want to hear about this or not? We can go
Tell
to break
us.
Right now.
It depends.
We can go to break depends. 5 minutes early, 6 minutes early,
okay.
Whatever.
What coast were you sailing off
I was on the East
of.
Coast.
Okay.
Anyway, we went to Miami.
So we can't replay that, but are you with me? Is that not one of the most ridiculous conversations you've ever heard?
Yes, just move on. Whatever, just move on.
The South Coast.
So I have a question. The original line of Miami, the Mile High City, I think is very funny.
That's a funny
yeah,
line.
That's Travis that, being funny.
And
yes.
That was him. That was not him being serious. That was him being funny, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If that was him being serious, then it's
then
definitely the dumbest conversation in the
right
history.
Right by the ocean.
The ticket.
But it is a mile above sea level.
So, yes, I'm hoping that was meant to be a funny line because it was a very funny line.
But, Jay, seriously, you didn't originally think that Colorado was on the West Coast, did you?
I was just saying from where I was, Colorado is closer to the West Coast than the East Coast because I was in Miami at the time. And I don't feel like that's wrong.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
You don't feel like that's wrong.
I don't feel that way, no.
I feel like that's wrong. All right, Jay.
In fact, Colorado may be the least coastal state in our union.
It's almost like right in the middle, but yeah.
Closer to the west than Miami.
Very mountain west.
All these 14,000-foot peaks in that state.
All right, Jay, you are candidate number two. Candidate number three comes to us from the sweet spot. He talked to us yesterday because he was at the very sad tribute night for Luca at the AAC. It's David Mino, who may be affected by that, forgot the name of the legendary Maverick.
In 2019, NBA legends Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade played their final home games.
Good
both
dude.
Victories.
Oh, I was there. What a night.
Legend.
Brother.
Duke and Luka on the floor together.
Duke?
Duka.
Dirk and Luka on the floor together. Duke. I was like, did I say that?
Duke.
I don't know.
Duke.
Duke Nowitzki.
I was like, what is he talking about?
I'm just a college basketball bro
are,
now.
You are.
College basketball show of record.
We head to the final
Cooper
four.
Flag.
Yeah. Battier.
Damn, Jamal Crawford had 51 that night.
He did. He upstaged Duke that night.
He did. Show out for Duke.
As much as we love Dirk, would it have been cooler if his name was Duke? Duke
no,
Nowitzki?
You know, because I think Dirk is cool.
I think Duke is cooler.
Duke Nowitzki would have been cooler.
Nowitzki.
Yeah.
This sounds funny, too.
Should have become Texanized and renamed himself Duke.
Dirk's not going to work. We're going to have to go with Duke. We're going to westernize that name. All right, so those are your candidates. Is it Corby, is it Jay, or is it Mino? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, musers. It's Ashley, and I'd like to vote for Mino this morning.
Okay, Ashley. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Well, I would have to say it's Mr. Corby.
It's Mr. Corby. Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, just a little McMurtry to start your Friday, boys. What do you say?
Okay.
Or go chase tornadoes, just me and you. You don't often catch them, but man, when you do, Craig, you're up. Oh, Craig doesn't like to play along.
Just take the catch rope, crawl out on the wing.
We won't come down
till we
own that thing.
Yeah, Craig did.
I saw your boy on Tuesday night in Denton. I saw James McMurtry.
How you doing, Eubinator?
Did he do that song?
Give him a big
old bear hug.
No, yeah, I didn't talk to him, and I didn't hear that song, so I didn't stay for the whole set because I had to wake up early.
Gosh, what a jerk.
Well, hey, guys, let's have a Friday, and thanks for bearing with me. I love you, and good night, and let's go with number two.
Okay, thank you.
That's what George said. Awesome.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Am I on AM radio?
You are on AM radio and FM in the stream.
All right, I would like to say at no point in that rambling, incoherent segment did anything come close to a rational thought, and may God have mercy on their souls, and I award them my vote for emergency break.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a vote for Jay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
8:08 in the morning. This is the Silver Fox coming at you from the Fox 4 studios. Mike Ducey filling in for the Jubinator this morning. He had to take a break after listening to the stupidest conversation in his life. I've got a roll, boys. Junior and me got to get to a key party with David Finfrock and Clarice Tinsley.
Okay, thanks, Fake Ducey. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
Did you know I'm not playing the golf at Masters this week?
Yeah, we knew that.
Oh, did you know I'm getting my surgery done on the North Coast?
All right, there we go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Yes, I'm calling for information about the ticket crews leaving out of Mile High City.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. He's running the board this morning, Jay King.
I flew to Miami last Monday.
Mile High City.
It is not the Mile High City. Different coast is Colorado?
No,
Colorado's not on a coast.
Well, closer to the West Coast than the East Coast.
How did I say something so dumb and then end up not being the dumbest one?
No, but I was on the East Coast, so you were closer to the West Coast than the East. So
you're close to the
West Coast. You almost said Weast.
Yes.
SpongeBob.
Wait, no, but you're not taking attention away.
Don't matter.
Colorado.
It's Colorado the South. It's South or West Coast.
It's
South. South or West Coast?
It's the Mountain West.
Nope, South or West Coast. What is Colorado?
It's the
South
Mountain
or West Coast.
Yeah, would you? Well,
what coast is Chicago?
What coast is the South West. Coast?
Just saying. Think about it. Colorado.
Are you talking like
Colorado's not on a coast.
And Argentina?
It's closer to what I'm saying. It was closer to the West Coast than the East Coast.
This guy doesn't know coasts, and he was just on a boat.
I'm dumb.
You do have boat brain.
Yeah.
Colorado, the well-known
is closer to the West Coast than it is the East Coast.
Kansas City.
Am I telling a lie?
Mason-Dixon
line? Am I telling a lie?
What is it, 1800?
Where is the Mason-Dixon line?
Through Ohio?
So what are we on the East Coast?
Yeah, we must be East Coast. No, you know what we are? We must be on the Southern Coast.
I'm going to stand by it.
Idiot.
Whatever. Do you want to hear about this or not? We can go to break right now.
It depends.
We can go to break 5 minutes early, 6 minutes early,
okay.
Whatever.
What coast were you sailing off
I was on the East
of?
Coast.
Okay.
Anyway, we went to Miami.
Man, I got a headache.
I want that on a T-shirt. West Coast or South Coast, what is Colorado?
And somebody in there said, Colorado is not a city on the coast.
Oh, gosh.
Something
really?
Like that. There was they called Colorado a city, just adding to the conversation.
There. How many wins is that for Jay?
Well, guys, that is Jay's well-earned first ever E-break win. He is now 138 behind the all-time leader, Norman. May God have mercy on all your souls, Hitzkus.
Way to go, Jay. Way to go.